Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're in Bristol, Virginia at Universal Fibers, and I'm with the new, brand new CEO, Mark Ammon. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning. I'm fine, Kemp.
Good. Thanks for agreeing to have me and show me around this place. It's been several years since I've been up here, and I can see that you guys have made some investments and continue to expand your operation up here. Let's see now, if you just tell me real quick, you've actually been with the company for about 9 years, is that right?
9 years in August.
Okay, and prior to that, you were co-CEO, and you kind of managed the industrial textile side of the business.
The specialty textile business we call Premier.
That's right, okay. And Universal, you have two core businesses. You have the Premier side, and then Universal is the carpet, face fiber, and the automotive products.
Correct.
Okay, all right, good. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you in coming up here is, from your customer's perspective, when they buy your products, what are they getting special? What is your unique proposition to the marketplace?
Right. I would describe it as a bundle. It encompasses our service, both from a lead time perspective and a reliability perspective. Certainly a world-class quality leadership position. And then a vast product offering that frankly has no chemical boundaries. So we offer products that can service any chemical, underlying chemical need of a customer, different polymer types and so on.
Actually, I'd like to stress that. I mean, you actually could make nylon 6/6, nylon 6, polyester, and polypropylene. I mean, any of those yarn systems you can provide to the industry, right?
We can make and do make, making today.
Okay, and you also focus on color. I mean, when you start thinking about solution dyed nylon 6/6 or 6, I mean, you guys have, over 300 colors or so that you offer?
We have well over 300 colors, and our color system is applicable to all of those base chemistries that you just named.
Okay. And as you look at the landscape, even in this economy, I mean, we all know that right now the commercial market probably still has not yet hit bottom and it has a little bit ways to go. But you serve both the commercial and the residential sectors?
We have a budding residential business that we're putting a lot of energy around and we're excited about, but it hasn't been a large part of our business historically, but growing.
Okay. So you've got some actually new opportunities on the residential side. You have well-established business. I know it's a public record that you have a great relationship with Interface because they call a system re-entry that you call EarthSmart technology, but it's your ability to take post-consumer recycled nylon 6/6, take it back and convert it, put it right back into carpet yarn. And you do that with a very low carbon footprint, don't you?
That's correct. And obviously that's been a fantastic partnership with us, and we credit Interface and their market leadership position. It's been a great opportunity for joint development with them.
And one of the neat things about that system is you guys are able to recycle products, I guess, in color lots. And you can even produce, because it's a melt system, you can even produce a pure white that's a post-consumer recycled, can't you?
So far the franchise we're building is to go back into color, as most of our products are colored. That is, as you mentioned before, market leadership position we have with our vast color offering. So far our products are exclusive to color.
Okay.
In the post-consumer.
All right. And what are some of the challenges you face as you look forward, especially, you taking on this new role?
Right. Well, I think, our strategy's positioned us well across all of our markets worldwide. We are certainly selling into a tough market, and as you point out, although we'd like to think differently, it's our view that the market has not bottomed because of the kind of the lead time effect of projects. So certainly, the near-term look at our markets, aren't robust. Our challenge is to manage through all of that, and we've done that. We're definitely sustainable at this level of business. We are growing in a down market, thanks to the strategy that we'd put in place. And so really it's to make sure that we continue to navigate through the troubled market waters we're in today, but also take our platforms and take them to the next level. And you mentioned EarthSmart. EarthSmart is getting considerable amount of management focus to make sure that we're applying that to its fullest array possible across all chemistries and as well as our color offering that you just named. So our challenge is really down to execution, which we welcome that challenge any day.
Well, to grow in a down market, that means you're taking share. Do you attribute the ability to take share to this EarthSmart technology, or what do you attribute it to?
I think it gets back to the bundle we talked about before. It's certainly our service offering, and that's been a worldwide market share opportunity for us. Our quality is undeniable, and certainly EarthSmart has been a fantastic opportunity for us, which is just beginning.
And we're talking right now at your headquarters in Bristol, Virginia, which is right here in the beautiful Holston Mountains. I just drove up this morning. It's a gorgeous area. But, I mean, you guys are a global company. You have manufacturing operations in China and in Taiwan. Is that right?
In Thailand.
Thailand.
China and Thailand. And then we have service points in Europe and Australia as well. So we are in fact, a global company.
Okay. And you're a privately held company, right?
We are a privately held company.
Okay. I know you may not want to answer this because for competitive reasons, but I'm sure our audience would like to know what your next play is from a sustainability standpoint.
So our next play is making sure our EarthSmart umbrella, so to speak, can be applied to additional chemistry, as well as some opportunities internally to continue to improve our footprint. And there's plenty of opportunities and execution items within that, and I think our three-year track record has been fantastic, but there's certainly more to come.
Uh-huh. Well, and as you look at EarthSmart now, it's a lot more than recycled content. I mean, it's energy use, water use, and what are some of the components of EarthSmart?
Yeah, I think it is important for your listeners to understand the key tenets around EarthSmart. You know, number one, it is an all-encompassing system around sustainability. You know, with that comes reduced usage of energy and other natural resources. We've had in existence for some time a closed-loop system within our facilities, whereby we're consuming and reutilizing our waste and avoiding, you know, landfill usage. Now we've taken that closed-loop system and applied it to beyond our four walls in the industry we serve, and in this case, carpet. And then most importantly is something that our associates and our management get a big kick out of, because we're doing the right thing, you know, for our industry and for our company and our community. So it's, you know, we consider it a very a proud thing to be a part of.
Well, congratulations on becoming the new CEO at Universal Fibers. We've been talking to Mark Ammon, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.